For nearly three decades, Dervish has put their own spin on Irish music. Now those musicians from County Sligo have a new album, The Great Irish Songbook, and they've invited some famous friends to join them, including Vince Gill, Rhiannon Giddens, The Steel Drivers, and Steve Earle.
In Aranmore, in the county Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May.
Shane Mitchell is one of the founding members of Dervish and plays the accordion. He joins us from the studios of WBEZ in Chicago. Mr. Mitchell, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
Alongside him in the studio there is Dervish's longtime vocalist, Kathy Jordan. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Shane Mitchell, let me begin with you. You guys used to be the boys of Sligo, didn't you?
Yeah, that was a name on our first cassette, which it was at the time. We basically were a group of friends that grew up together. We were asked to make a recording of local music one time, and we had to come up with a title for the album pretty quickly, and we just called it The Boys of Sligo.
Mm. So Kathy Jordan joined you, and you decided
I wrecked it.
Well,
there couldn't be The Boys of Sligo anymore.
On a fine summer's morning, now her horns they did blow.
Yeah, that was about 91 when I joined. I was at that time making cakes, making pastries in County Longford, and singing at the weekends. And I had known the guys for quite some time, and they decided that it was time to get a singer, and I decided that I was fed up making cakes, and I hitchhiked down to Sligo with my rucksack on my back and never came back.
We're going to play one of your featured songs, Donal Og.
Donal Og.
Oh, sorry. Donal Og.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, Donal Og, when you cross the ocean, take me with you when you are going. A fair Armagh, you'll be well looked after, and you shall sleep with the Greek king's daughter.
A song that really tugs at your heartstrings, doesn't it, Kathy?
Absolutely. It's one of our greats. I mean, it dates back to the 5th century, and it's just the epitome of heartbreak and betrayal, and we do those songs so well in Ireland. The girl in the song was left alone and abandoned and pregnant, and that was a kind of fate worse than death at the time. So, yeah, he was a scoundrel.
You said you'd meet me, but you are lying beside the sheep shed as the day was dying.
Why do the Irish excel at songs of heartbreak and betrayal?
Well, the heartbreak, I guess, it comes in many forms. It can come in emigration, leaving loved ones behind. Of course, the affairs of the heart. We have far more songs about love unrequited than songs with happy endings, which I found one time when I was asked to sing at somebody's wedding, and they wanted a lovely traditional Irish ballad with a happy ending, and I couldn't find one. And there's usually somebody dead by the third verse, and betrayed by the fourth or whatever. Yeah. So I'm not quite sure. There could be many reasons for it. But we have a few happy ending songs, you'd be delighted to know, on the Great Irish Songbook.
Recording pretty women in the morning, the whirling shireen, dum-a-doo-dum-a-dum.
Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's a whiskey in the jar.
As you tour around the world performing and sharing this music, are you sometimes surprised by how many spots around the globe Irish music is beloved?
For sure, we continue to be surprised by how loved Irish music is. And I suppose when we started this project nearly 2 years ago, the idea was to try and find people who had a love for Irish music from different genres of music. We found a lot of closet Irish folk music fans. In fact, we have enough to make 3 albums, I think somebody said at one stage. But it was amazing. It really was. I was so proud of her music that it's so much loved. People get emotionally attached to it, and it's a very positive genre of music, and this was one of the reasons why we looked at this project. These are iconic songs that we all grew up with, you know, Irish pub music. People come together, and there was a great sense of camaraderie when people would sing together, and we just think that, you know, this was a great way to approach an album, you know, breathe new life into these wonderful old songs.
Can we hear one more song? And I ask, I'm going to sob a little because my mother used to sing it to me.
Which one is that?
Molly Malone.
Oh, cool. And
Imelda May.
Imelda May.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone, as she wheeled her wheelbarrow to streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
All right, you've got me. I'm sorry. But I bet a lot of people all over the world grew up hearing that song from their mothers.
Absolutely. I mean, these songs, like when I hear them as well, I think of my mother and father and their struggles. And, you know, when I hear them now, I think of them by their own firesides, singing them and passing them on.
You know what I always thought about Molly Malone? The story of Irish immigration in this country, United States, was not always happy. And the refrain, alive, alive all. I'm sorry, it gets me every time.
Cockles and mussels, alive, alive.
Yeah, she does such a beautiful job on it, and she really gets in under the skin of the song. And I know she was very emotional on the day singing it for the memory of Molly Malone and all her ilk that struggled.
Shane Mitchell and Kathy Jordan from Dervish, their new album, The Great Irish Songbook. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.